This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
Have either of you guys been to a Super Bowl?
No.
I didn't think so, but I just wanted to double check. The average ticket price right now is $8,076 for the Super Bowl ticket, which is actually down 14% from last year. But this is the third time the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs have met in a Super Bowl in the last couple of years, I think. So maybe just people aren't that excited about it. I don't know, but that can't be good that the price is down instead of going up.
Well,
I would imagine.
And the halftime show's not great. Like, there's no reason to go.
You don't think?
You know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. Some people are excited about Kendrick Lamar. I'm not one of them because I don't think he's got the star power to do a halftime show. Now, he might blow me away. I don't know.
I hope so.
Yeah, hopefully. But I don't think that's a great Super Bowl halftime performance, just personally.
Yeah, I think it comes down to the fact people, after all these years, are finally listening to me that the Super Bowl is lame.
Yeah,
I think it's lame.
It's not cool like it used to be.
Sure.
So they've got John Batiste doing the national anthem at the beginning. He's an incredible musician. He plays 100 instruments, writes music. He's a composer, and he's a good singer. So he's going to do the national anthem. What I found out over the weekend was the greatest national anthem ever is Whitney Houston doing the Star Spangled Banner before. I don't even remember the teams that played. It was all about the national anthem.
Yeah, I think it was the Eagles. The Eagles and Raiders, I think.
Everybody remembers her with the sweatband on and the white track suit. I found out over the weekend it was all pre-recorded. She did not sing that live.
You're kidding.
No.
I'm devastated.
Widely regarded as the greatest national anthem ever performed, it was pre-recorded.
She still sang it, but not there.
Not there.
Yeah.
But it lessens the impact for me, knowing that it was pre-recorded. Mm-hmm. And I watched it back after I read that. And I went, let me see if I could. If that's true, she absolutely nails it because there's no fluctuation in the way her mouth is moving. But yeah, it was pre-recorded. I'm heartbroken by that.
But you know, Whitney can do that and make it seem a lot more believable than other people because she sweats. She used to sweat a lot and seemed like she was really pushing it out. So I think she could sweat on demand.
She might be able to.
And I loved it too. I'd be waiting for, look, Whitney's sweating.
Oh yeah, she was glowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's hot.
Yeah. R.I.P. Whitney.
R.I.P.
There have been some great performances. Chris Stapleton, I thought, was great. Lady Gaga did the,
she did America the Beautiful.
America the Beautiful. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So there have been some good ones, but Whitney the best. But again, pre-recorded. Heartbreaking. Mm. Take that with you.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
Hey, I love how these groundhogs are beefing with each other now.
Yeah.
You know, Sunday was Groundhog Day, and Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow, and that means six more weeks of winter. But Staten Island Chuck, who is the, the groundhog that's really starting to get a lot of attention because they say he's way more accurate than Punxsutawney Phil. He didn't see his shadow, and that means that we're going to have an early spring. So, I mean, get ready for an ESPN 30 for 30 on these two. I mean, where is all this coming from?
Yeah, they're beefing.
Who are you going to go with, Riggins?
Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah, the classic.
Of course.
Which one's cuter?
They're the same. They're just giant rats.
No, I'll do the cutest one with a sweater.
Okay.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
So I got a text message from my mom the other night over the weekend. My parents have been real sick. And it's scary watching your parents as they age and get sick because it lasts longer than, when you're younger. But they're finally starting to feel better. My mom texted me this picture and she said, guess what we're having for dinner tonight? And it's a recipe card. And Lindsay, I want you to read what they were having for dinner the other night. Just read the title up at the top.
Brian's Delights, in parentheses, patties.
My name is Brian. I don't know what the hell those are. Brian's Delights. It's like hamburger steak, I guess, with like hamburger and like gravy.
Is it your favorite dinner growing up?
She never made that. Not one time. It's not my recipe. I didn't even have the heart to ask her, where the hell did you get that? Brian's Delights. And a horrible name for it, too. I hate it. So, I don't know what she's talking about. It's like a hamburger steak with gravy over mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
So there's a divorce attorney who's TikTok famous, and she has put out a list of the three careers of men who cheat the least. Like, okay. if they're part of these industries, then they are least likely to cheat.
This will be good.
All right. So accountants, pharmacists, and farmers that she's seen in her research and in her work, that those are the least likely to cheat.
Farmers make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where are they going to go to find a woman?
Well,
they're out there on the farm all day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. They work harder than most people, and they're dedicated, good people.
Mm-hmm.
God made a farmer.
Pharmacists don't travel. You know, they're pretty much in.
Yeah.
You know, one location, right?
Yeah.
And accountants are just
dorks
in the office all the time.
Oh yeah,
doing numbers and being nerds.
Yeah.
Nerds.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Let me just crunch these numbers real quick. Hey, you want to go? No, thanks. I'm busy calculating. Oh, you're so sexy. Please leave me alone. I have work to do.
Numbers are sexy.
But then she also had a list of the top five lineup for chronic cheaters.
Yeah.
Pilots, flight attendants, military men, bartenders, and insurance executives.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Oh, wait a minute.
I could see that.
Which is what Lindsay's husband does.
Kind of, but yeah. Uh-oh. Anybody that travels, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I made that one up, though.
Oh, well, hey, I kind of have proof, but we're not going to get into how I know that. But
firefighters was the number five on the list.
Firefighters?
Really?
Cheaters, yeah.
That's shocking to me. Because they don't. I picture anyone that travels, they can have a double life.
Mm-hmm.
But not a firefighter. They're fighting fires. They're busy.
Yeah, but they forced women in on them up there at the firehouse. And, you know, those lonely nights up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, being on call, you know.
Oh, maybe that gives them the out, being on call.
Those, you know, all those little innuendos around there about, you know, the pole and whatnot.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
The fireman's pole.
The hose.
The engine.
See, I would see.
Burning hot.
What?
Flames.
Oh. Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
I saw this tweet that reminded me of my sister-in-law, Amanda. We call her Peanut. This tweet says, I hate when people say it's a quarter till. Man, what time is it? Damn.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Just tell me the time.
Yeah.
Now, it reminds me of my sister-in-law because she is notoriously unable to read a clock. She doesn't know how to. If you ask her, like, what's a quarter till seven, she really has to sit down. She still doesn't get the right answer ever.
Oh.
She just never learned how to do it.
Oh.
It's pretty sad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we bring it up literally all the time.
Oh, bless her heart.
Yeah.
I'm the same way with people when they go, okay, so we'll do that on, you're free on the 13th of what month?
Right,
what
does that mean? Right.
13th of what?
Give me a little information.
Right.
Quarter till. Till what?
Right.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
So this guy in New York that is all up in arms, he's freaking out because he went to Aldi. And they checked him out. It was some younger people working there. The employees were younger. And they rang up all of his stuff, and he tried to pay with $2 bills. And they wouldn't accept them because they thought they were counterfeit.
Yeah, I can understand that. You don't see those a lot.
But then he was asked to just check. They're not, look, these are not counterfeit. They do make $2 bills. And then the guy called over another cashier, and she said, Oh, no, that's counterfeit. Didn't ask the manager or anybody. Oh, just like, according to him, just said that. Y'all know what $2 bills are, don't you? Y'all aren't young like that. Y'all are old. Yeah. Y'all are old enough. Y'all are weird like $2 bills.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
I saw this woman on social media. She was like, I don't care. You're not going to shame me. I buy my panties at Walmart. I don't care. I'm tired of being shamed about it. I went to the mall and I saw a sale and they had two pair of panties for $20. She goes, that's not a sale. I'm not paying $10 for panties. I totally get that. She goes, hey, but y'all aren't going to shame me. I buy my panties at Walmart, a pack of five for $10, which I think sounds cheap.
Yeah, yeah. But who's shaming her to begin with?
That's what I'm saying. Is anybody really shaming her?
She just wanted to get that out there.
She's like, they're comfortable. They don't ride up on you. But I go between boxer briefs 95% of the time. But at the end of the laundry week, when I might have to throw on a few pairs of boxers. That's sort of my underwear. But it's weird. It's a freeing feeling throwing on some boxers when you're used to boxer briefs all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's weird.
I get that.
Right.
Like, but breezy.
It feels a little breezy, and yeah, you kind of feel like you're wearing nothing. It's a little scandalous.
But men's drawers are expensive.
They're super expensive. They? Yeah. If you buy a five pack of Hanes or a Fruit of the Loom, they're pretty expensive. Dang. They can be close to $15 to $20 for a pack of them. Yeah.
And those Tommy Johns are 25, 30 bucks a pair.
I love Tommy Johns.
You wear the women's Tommy Johns?
Yeah. I'm a sucker for them.
See, that's another thing they wouldn't let us have, Riggins.
What?
Tommy John underwear was just so great.
Yeah.
Men loved them. They made nothing but men's draws. That was just something for men who wanted to, you know, live a little bit more comfortably in life if you could afford them and all that stuff. And then next thing you know, the women take them over. Now we got our women's line. And then Tommy John's wife is on the commercials and all that. Yeah.
We stole the thunder. It's they're expensive, though.
Because women can't stand for men to have something just to ourselves that we enjoy without them. So they have to get in on it.
Yep. Yeah, we look better at them.
Are they?
I don't think so. You've never seen me in a pair of Tommy Johns.
Are they regular cut underwear?
They have all different kinds.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is wild.
Way more kinds than they have for men.
Mm-hmm. The pajamas are excellent. I mean, everything about it. Sorry. Sorry.
That's what I said. Once they took over football, you know, and the football started catering everything to women. We have nothing left, Riggins.
Yeah.
Not even my draws.
Not even draws.
Can't even have my draws. Mm-mm. Y'all had to take them.
And then what happens so many times with just regular draws, Hanes, Fruit of the Loom and all that, how many times do women brag about wearing men's or little boys' draws because they're so much comfortable and everything, like when they work out and stuff like that? Mm-hmm. We can't have nothing.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
Today was National Golden Retriever Day.
Oh, I love Golden Retriever.
Riggins, do you still say that there's no cuter puppy than a Golden Retriever?
Puppies and adults. It's the perfect American dog. It is it's perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Love them. I love them too.
I love them.
They don't make much, you know, they're not so great for guard dogs, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I had a Golden Retriever and somebody stole him.
He was a terrible guard dog.
You get it?
Yeah. Come on.
No, I had the tougher version.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I had the Golden Doodle.
That one. Woo, that'll get you.
Oh, man. That one would eat your face off.
Mm-hmm.
So, happy National Golden Retriever Day.
Mm-hmm.
Those shedding dogs.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
There is a restaurant in Chicago. Chicago, a lot of people don't know, is a food city. If you're a foodie, as they call them, you want to go to Chicago. They've got a lot of upscale restaurants, and they also got great hot dogs and Italian beef at lower scale places and stuff like that.
Sure.
But one of their most famous restaurants is called Adelina, and they sell a cocktail, $13,000. $13,000. It's called the Mero Martini, and it was created by the sommelier there and the general manager. with unique garden flavors and Clase Azul Mezcal. Is that how you say it? Mezcal? Mm-hmm. We collaborated with the Adelina team to add a touch of marrow to the drink. It's got smoked heirloom tomatoes in it. But the reason why it costs $13,000 because it also includes a 9-carat diamond tennis necklace.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, yeah. Okay. I'll take it.
They actually put the tennis necklace inside the cocktail, which, I mean.
So you're picking tomatoes out of the diamonds?
Mm. I want to wear this, but now it's covering a booze and tomato juice on it. First of all, the drink sounds awful.
It
sounds terrible.
Yeah.
And tomatoes in a cocktail.
When I had it, I was just mainly looking for the drink. And so I threw the necklace away.
Just toss it.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know anyone that wants a necklace.
There's a lot of influencers that go and get this drink. And one of them asked the waiter or the server, and he said, nobody buys this, right? And she goes, oh no, people get it all the time. What? All the time. They do multiple a week.
And so, with marrow in it?
That's, I guess, it's like a savory
marrow. Like a bone marrow?
Yeah, like beef.
Like marrow. A beef marrow, maybe. Which, again, is not my thing. But have you ever had something like with gold leaf on it? Like you see that pop up a lot, a burger with gold leaf or caviar and pancakes and stuff.
I was one of the first people in all U.S. America to have a gold Schlager.
Really?
With real gold flakes in it.
Yeah.
Real gold. Oh, the thought of.
I love Goldschlager. I'm not gonna lie. Tastes like a cinnamon. Those little dots. What are those called?
Yeah, Red Hots.
Red Hots.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was in the late '80s or sometime mid to late '80s. Yeah.
You started that trend.
I did.
Look at you. Mm-hmm.
I can't go to a metal detector to this day, brother. With all the gold flakes in my system.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
All right, an update. It's a big, big event this morning on the regular old show when Tech D Rob just finally said he was finished playing along with the matchmaker game that Lindsay was trying to hook him up with on the dating app and find him a wife and all. And he finally says, I don't want to do it anymore. I think he may have even called her Bette Midler and stopped meddling in his life.
Yeah.
Like, leave me alone, Bette Midler.
Yeah. I was hurt. I still am.
Because he was all with it, having fun with it and all that. I mean, did we really think that we were going to find him a wife? We didn't. Lindsay may have.
Yeah, she did.
But then he just decided, I don't even want to do this anymore. So I'm wondering if Lindsay made him mad in the process or what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
He mad at me. He mad at me.
And you him now.
Uh-huh. This is TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, tjriggins.com.
Did you see this guy? He bought... you know, AliExpress, it's like a discount Amazon kind of, it's international. But this guy bought a drill set from AliExpress, and what they sent him was just a picture of a drill. And he's pretty upset about it. Scams are not super common on AliExpress, although they are known for having cheaper things. But they just sent him a picture of the dang drill.
How much did he pay?
I think like $40.
Oh, okay.
$40. So he's not out a lot of money, but that is just a slap in the face.
Still. But still, you know, you think you send off $40 and you're ready for your drill to come in.
Yeah. Like,
this is what they did.
Is that the price of a drill?
No, that's cheaper for, that's really cheap for a drill.
That's pretty cheap.
I mean, you wouldn't expect it to be just a picture.
Right. At least give me a drill bit.
Something.
You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, tjriggins.com.